Man a Mere Mortal, June 17. The Interlude of Silence. Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Man is only mortal, and while he feels himself too wise to accept Jesus, he will remain only mortal. Physical life is not eternal or immortal, for God, the life-giver, takes it again. Man has no control over his life. The Word of God nowhere teaches that the soul of man is immortal. Immortality is an attribute of God only. Upon the fundamental error of natural immortality rests the doctrine of consciousness in death, a doctrine, like eternal torment, opposed to the teachings of the Scriptures, to the dictates of reason, and to our feelings of humanity. What say the Scriptures concerning these things? David declares that man is not conscious in death. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish. When, in answer to his prayer, Hezekiah's life was prolonged 15 years, the grateful king rendered to God a tribute of praise for his great mercy. In this song he tells the reason why he thus rejoices: "The grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day." Popular theology represents the righteous dead as in heaven, entered into bliss, and praising God with an immortal tongue, but Hezekiah could see no such glorious prospect in death. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, declared that the patriarch David is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. For David is not ascended into the heavens. The fact that David remains in the grave until the resurrection proves that the righteous do not go to heaven at death. It is only through the resurrection, and by virtue of the fact that Christ has risen, that David can at last sit at the right hand of God.